Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif on Saturday said Pakistan's armed forces had delivered a strong, coordinated, and powerful response to Indian aggression, avenging the loss of innocent lives, as he briefed senior political leaders on the country's security situation and military retaliation. According to the Prime Minister's office, Shehbaz Sharif held separate telephone conversations with Pakistan People's Party, PPP, Chairman Bilawal Bhutto Zardari, Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, Chairman Barrister Ghaffar, Jamiat Ulama-e-Islam, FASL, JUIF, Leader Maulana Fazlur Rahman, Mutahida Qaumi Movement, Pakistan, MQMP, Convener Khalid Maqbool Siddiqui, Jamaat-e-Islami, G, Amir Hafiz Naim-ur-Rahman, Balochistan Awami Party, BAP, Head Khalid Hussain Moghsi, and Pakistan Moghsi and Pakistan Muslim League, Quaid, PMLQ, Leader Chaudhry Salak Haseen. The Prime Minister took the political leadership into confidence over Pakistan's retaliatory military campaign, Operation Bunyan Un Marsoos, launched in response to India's recent missile and drone strikes. He said Indian forces targeted civilian areas, including Nur Khan Air Base, causing casualties and damage. Sharif stated that Pakistan had initially exercised restraint following the Pahalgam incident, calling for an impartial international investigation, an offer rejected by New Delhi. He added that Pakistan's military targeted specific Indian installations identified as launch sites for attacks against Pakistan. This morning, India again carried out missile attacks on civilian sites, he said, adding, "Our brave armed forces have given a befitting response, and we are proud of their professionalism and resolve." The Prime Minister praised the success of the military operation and expressed gratitude to political leaders for their unified support. He reiterated Pakistan's determination to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity against any future aggression. In their responses, leaders of major political parties praised the professionalism and restraint shown by Pakistan's armed forces. PPP Chairman Bilawal Bhutto Zardari commended the Prime Minister's leadership during the crisis and said the entire nation stood united behind the military. Brink of war. Tensions between India and Pakistan escalated sharply following the April 22 attack in Pahalgam, located in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, Eojek, which left 26 people dead. India blamed Pakistan-based elements for the attack without presenting evidence. Islamabad categorically rejected the accusations. In response, India closed the Wagah land border, revoked Pakistani visas, and announced the suspension of the Indus Waters Treaty on April 23. Pakistan labeled any disruption to the treaty as an act of war and subsequently sealed the Wagah crossing on its side. The situation further deteriorated on May 6 and 7, with explosions reported in several Pakistani cities including Muzaffarabad, Kotali, Muridkei, and Bahawalpur.